Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the chute, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Well, Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur just got back from a recent trip to Washington, D.C. She was there to visit with USDA officials, agricultural organizations, and a few embassies. Arthur said she had several productive meetings there.
Well, certainly was very glad to have a chance to go to D.C., and Janely Rowlett, who is our deputy commissioner, traveled with me as well. We had several meetings with USDA and some of our counterparts there, certainly talking a lot about animal health as we're watching as things move across the world, and certainly African swine fever was a big piece of the discussion, and as we've seen it in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. So we talked a lot about that and disease preparedness and how we can work together.
Additionally, Arthur also met with Food Safety Inspection Service staff members about the meat processing sector.
Also had several meetings with the Foreign Ag Service. A big part of what we're trying to do is get more of our Oklahoma products into those international markets, and those discussions were very good. But then also met with FSIS, the Food Safety Inspection Service, which is our counterpart at the federal level, about the processing sector. And I know that has been certainly a part of lots and lots of discussions here in Oklahoma and across the United States. But I think some good opportunities that will be beneficial for Oklahoma coming out of all of those discussions.
Working directly for beef cattle producers in Oklahoma, Arthur met with four embassy officials to discuss getting more Oklahoma beef products into international markets.
And then a very unique part of our visit is that we were able to have visits with four separate embassies. We went and visited. We actually got to visit with the ambassador himself at the EU and then had discussions at the Israeli embassy, the India embassy, and then Taiwan. And so our focus there, tying back to trying to get these products into those international markets, and our follow-up from all of those meetings is we're going to have some folks coming here to Oklahoma and lots of opportunity for several of our commodities to access those markets.
Arthur said the best part of her job is to promote Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers and what they produce, and one of the best ways to show that off is to treat folks to a visit. To hear more from Secretary Blaine Arthur, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Cooler weather is on the horizon, providing a valuable opportunity to deworm your cattle with Safeguard. When temperatures begin to drop, parasite activity on the pasture declines as they prepare to take a break for the winter. That's the time to clean out those summer and fall parasites with Safeguard, so you can feed the cattle and not the worms this winter. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. See label for feeding instructions. Meet with and milk discard.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.